Lesson 8C, Exercises 6 and 7.
Today on Good Reads, I'm pleased to welcome Christina Raworth, who has written a new biography of Bonnie and Clyde. So, Christina, tell us a bit about their backgrounds.
Bonnie Parker was born in Texas in 1910. She was short and good-looking, a bright student. But she got bored, left school, and got married at the age of 16. However, the marriage wasn't happy and didn't last long. Clyde was a year older than Bonnie. His parents were farmers, but they didn't own the farm and they were always short of money. His dad finally gave up farming and opened a petrol station in Dallas. Clyde had a job, but also started shoplifting and stealing cars.
So when did the two meet?
In 1930. They fell in love immediately. But the police arrested Clyde a few weeks later, and he went to prison for 2 years. In 1932, when he came out of prison, in the middle of the Great Depression, there were huge numbers of people looking for work and very few jobs. Unable to find work, the young couple joined a gang and started a career of crime.
But they hadn't killed anybody yet, had they?
No, but it wasn't long before Clyde shot the owner of a shop while they were robbing it. It was the first of 13 murders.
So they continued to rob and steal?
Yes. They robbed shops and banks across the southern states. They often changed cars by stealing a new one. Clyde was a good driver and knew the roads very well, so it was difficult for the police to catch them.
What finally happened to them?
They had already killed a number of police officers, so the police were determined to capture or kill the couple. Bonnie and Clyde frequently visited their families. The police knew this and set a trap. They waited for Bonnie and Clyde to pass in their car and then started shooting. The police fired 130 bullets at the car, killing the couple. Clyde was 25, Bonnie was just 23.
Why do Bonnie and Clyde continue to fascinate us?
Well, we like to romanticise them. They were young, they were in love, and they were always on the road, never settling down. Bonnie wrote poems, and Clyde played the saxophone. That appeals to a lot of people too. And I guess people think of all outlaws as on the side of the ordinary people and against authority. But the reality was very different, of course.
Thanks, Christina, for talking to us.